Okay, let's go over here to, let's see, the electrons are coming from Maple Valley with Dan. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I'm wondering if the cell therapy would work for me. I'm 60. I've had type 2 diabetes for about 20 years, and I take insulin for it, but the doctor seems to think you know, it's very well controlled, and why am I on insulin? Obviously, it's because he put me on it, but other than that, you know, a little bit of elevated blood pressure, but other than that, I'm healthy. I don't have any other problems, so I'm just wondering if maybe there's a different type of regime that I could be using other than using that. I noticed that my blood sugars will elevate if I'm eating, obviously, sugar or any type of carbohydrate. But if that's out of the diet, then I end up using very little insulin.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you end up using very little insulin, sir, because in my opinion, and I know it's my opinion, but using insulin for type 2 diabetics should be considered malpractice, and here's why. Everyone out there knows, and I don't mean the people listening, I mean out there in the medical schools knows, that when we are developing type 2 diabetes, we develop a condition called insulin resistance. That's part of the whole thing. And the insulin resistance keeps the insulin from working as effectively as it should. And why is that resistance developing? Well, because people who have a genetic tendency to type 2 diabetes actually, and this is research proven by a doctor over in the UK years ago, those people actually make three times as much insulin in response to the same sugar and carbohydrate load as the people who do not have that genetic predisposition. Well, the body isn't accustomed to three times as much insulin, so just as if your dad were yelling at you all the time when you were a little kid and you quit paying attention, the body literally quits paying attention to yelling all that insulin out. That's called insulin resistance, sir. And so the insulin resistance gets higher, but we have to get that insulin through to the cells to put the sugar in there to burn for energy. And so the body makes more insulin, and then the body turns around and makes more insulin, more resistance, and then more insulin, and then more resistance, and the spiral goes up and up. I know I'm getting excited, but this should be obvious to every practitioner, and it isn't. So if we put more insulin on top of the fact that a person already has strong insulin resistance, what's the body going to do? Ultimately, it's going to make more resistance, and we need to put in more insulin. That's just perpetuating the vicious cycle. Now, it's been known for a number of years that it is perfectly possible to totally reverse, and I do mean it, sir. I've worked with a number of people who've done it. The ones who do the best seem to be the engineers, because once they set their mind to something, oh my goodness, they follow it just almost perfectly. Anyway, it's possible to reverse it. And it's possible to reverse it with diet, exercise, and simple supplements. And not only that, sir, but that's less expensive than this cell rejuvenation therapy. The stuff has to be shipped around the world to get here. It is effective. But for type 2 diabetes and reversing that, one doesn't even need it. One can do it with diet, exercise, and appropriate supplementation for that person. And then, oddly enough, I have to remember the work of a pioneer before me in this kind of medicine who pointed out that for some of us, there's actually an allergic response involved. And this is a minority now of people with diabetes. But for some of us, there's an allergic response. And I learned from a couple of engineers I was working with, no kidding, who ate a food, checked their blood sugar, ate a food, checked their blood sugar. When the blood sugar came back down, ate another food, checked their blood sugar. One of those guys determined that way that the thing that made his blood sugar go up the most was chicken. No kidding. And there's no sugar or carb in chicken. It was an allergic response. And the other guy, he determined the same thing about beef. So it's a little bit complicated, but with the help of a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, my goodness, sir, this type 2 diabetes can be gone the quickest I've ever seen it go. From I got type 2 diabetes to it's gone was about 9 to 10 months. And yes, it was an engineer. And nearly everybody else makes slow, steady progress. And after a couple of years, no more type 2 diabetes. I'll shut up now.
Okay. Is that way some of the symptoms sometimes I have had over time is a low blood sugar. And then sometimes periodically I'll get nauseous.
You bet. That unfortunately goes with a type 2 diabetes program, sir. Both those things.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I'll be working or lying down on the ground, and then I'll get like I feel like I want to throw up.
Yep. Sorry. It's the sugar insulin fluctuations. You see, the body sometimes it makes such a surge of insulin that it finally breaks through that resistance and the blood sugar plummets just like a son of a gun. And here comes the low blood sugar, the nausea and stuff like that.
Ah, okay. So the best, maybe I should try a different physician or a different regime or.
Yeah. Well, sir, if you can find somebody who is skilled in natural medicine near you. Now you're in Maple Valley. Tahoma Clinic's not so far.